the question, really, of the patriarchal society, it seemed to me, as I said before, the period I've been studying over a lot, researching very intensively for the last year, is factory legislation. It does seem to me that the 1833 Factory Act was the greatest victory, or one of the greater, now that's too much of an exaggeration, one of the greater victories for the patriarchal society. I think this is where you were talking about what is the role of feminist history. I think it is the reinterpretation, because all the factory acts in sort of, if you take the standard approach, I won't say what, but just standard approach to history, the first fact, well, 1833 is the first major factory act, is looked on as the great breakthrough. Women and children's conditions of work, time, hours, to an extent, were regularised. And I think it can and should now be looked at the more the other way around. Society, there's been the breakdown of the structure of society with the move into an industrial society. And it does seem to me, and this has struck me very forcibly, reading through the records, that the men really were, they fought their rearguard action and they became a vanguard action, because particularly in the cotton trade, three quarters, some, I haven't got the figures at my fingertips, but sometimes nine-tenths of the workforce by then was women. And the wages, when I was doing some study, not very intensive, but some study on the wage levels, the women were also being better paid than the men this period. And I do see the factory acts, because the only people affected were women and children. Men were not affected originally by the factory acts. And I think this was very much a patriarchal move. And I think this is part of the role of feminist history, relevant to today, to reinterpret so that we can use it today.